was a beautiful wedding. It was everything I could have ever dreamed. Everything a boy could have ever wanted. Feels like it's been several months since that wedding, but I know it's only been a day. What a wonderful morning. A real boy wife, finally. I've done it. I finally married after all these years of hoping and yearning for a man to take me. I could just cry. I never thought it would be real. It couldn't be. It just must be all in my head. There's no way I'm laying down in my bed still in my wedding dress all crumpled up with my new husband sleeping next to me. Are you real? Are you real? Oh, hi. You're awake. Can I touch your face? Let me see. You're real. You're real. You're physical. Hello, husband. How was your night? Did you dream well? Can you believe it? We're actually married. You and me. Legally married. So, we're leaving for our honeymoon in a few hours. I don't want to rush you or anything, but we do have a plane to catch. Yeah, it leaves in 5 hours. We should probably get there, you know, like 2 hours before the flight. It's about a 30-minute drive, so that gives us, like, I don't know, 2 hours? It gives us 2 hours to get ready. What do you mean, where are we going? It was your idea. We're going to the beach, and that place you rented. You must be hard to remember right now. Only because you're all sleepy. You're my sleepy big husband. Yes, you are. I'm gonna go change out of this dress you put me in. Something more suitable for a boy wife. And go make us breakfast. Does that sound good? Okay, when you're ready, you can go take a shower. I already packed over things last night before, you know. So that's all taken care of. Alright, I'm gonna go. You go take your shower when you're ready. Okay, it's time to make some eggs and bacon. No bread for me, because bread is bad for boys like me. But he can do with bread. He's my husband, and he has to eat what he wants to eat. I can't control that. Okay, let's get started. Crack the egg, nice butter, fry it up. Okay, let's put the bacon in. Probably should have started that first, but this is a really good stove we got, so it should go quickly. Let's pop the toast in. Okay. Looks like everything will be done within a minute of each other. Let me get the plates. There we go. I get one egg, an apple. Harvey gets 3 eggs, bacon, and toast with butter and jam. All right, everything looks like it's done. I don't even hear the shower on. I hope he took it. I don't want the food to get cold. Ah, that's right. We can just put the oven on warm. Put everything inside. Okay. Let's go back upstairs, see how hubby's doing. Ah, Hubby, have you started taking your shower? You fell back asleep. Hey, remember we have a plane to catch. Let's help you wake up. I know what will wake you up. There you go. You gotta get in the shower. Or not. You can just come downstairs. I don't care if you're a little bit stinky. I made breakfast for us. Alright. Don't make me have to bath you. I will bathe you. Don't threaten you with a good time. Come on. You need to get ready. Okay, baby. I'll get your clothes. You can just change into those. And you can take a shower when we land at the beach. Alright, here's your jeans. And your shirt. Will this do? Good. Okay, here you go. You can go eat. And after that, we'll head to the airport. We made it. We're on the plane. I was almost afraid that we were going to miss it. You still look so sleepy. I guess we did stay up pretty late. That's kind of what happens if new married couples, isn't it? Oh, but we made it. We're all okay. Everything's taken care of. What is that? Turbulence? What's turbulence, hubby? Are we gonna die? Are we gonna crash? We're okay? Okay. This is actually my first time on a plane. Well, technically my first time was when I was 1 year old, but I don't really remember that. Yeah. It doesn't really count if you're a baby. I'm still a baby. I'm not a baby. I'm a grown-ass boy. I'm 22 years old. You can even call me a man if you like. Well then, I see how it is. You know, I kind of like your stinkiness. Because that good boy smell. Or man smell, if you prefer. I could just lay down in your lap and fall asleep the entire plane ride. Do you know how to unlock this door for the cabin? Oh, there you go. Of course, that makes perfect sense. Let's go in. Oh my god. It's so cozy. Is this mahogany wood? That's awesome. Awesome. Oh, you know, I didn't want to admit it, but I'm kind of sleepy myself. I wanted to act all awake and alert, but I just think I could fall asleep even more. I mean, I already slept on the plane, but come on. Our honeymoon is only 3 days long, and I don't want to sleep through the entire thing, you know? Let's get our stuff together. You want to go to the beach? You want me to wear my beach outfit you got for me? I don't understand why I got it where what essentially is a bra, you know? I'm still a guy, even though I have small boobs. I guess they technically are female boobs because of the hormones. But everyone's gonna think I'm a girl at the beach. I'm not a girl, though. It doesn't matter. But these tiny little things, I mean, it's going to be hard to conceal, you know, what's under and all. There's not much to conceal. Come on. At least let me wear, like, swim trunks and a bikini top. Come on, marriage is about compromise. Let me wear swim trunks. I'll wear the bikini top, but I don't want people to see things. Okay. Awesome. Let's go out. Wait, sunblock. Where did I put it? There it is. Come on. We gotta get it. I know you say that you don't get sunburned, but you don't want to take any risks. Come on. Let me get it on your back before we even go out. Nobody is getting nasty burns on here. We're gonna have a perfectly good time. Can you get my back? Yeah, I'll turn around over here. Yeah, can you get right there? Just make sure to get all over my back. I sunburn really easily. Hey, no, those don't need to be. You don't gotta put the sunblock there. I mean, those are covered by the bikini top. Yeah, let me turn back around. Okay, I think we're all ready to go. Let's go. No. I've only been to the beach like 3 times in my life, even though I grew up in a city really close to it. Nobody else liked going, so I never really went that much. But breathe that in, that sweet, sweet summer air. This is the definition of serenity. Look at the other people. I know some people like to have empty beaches, but I like the sound of other human beings enjoying themselves, having fun, playing ball, swimming in the water, crashing over. It's really pleasant. I know you wanted to go to that secluded beach, you know, where you don't have to wear all this, but I think this is oddly enough more romantic. Let's lay down in the sand. Get the towels first, you don't. Back to the sand. You don't want to be sand cook or anything. There we go. Oh, hubby. Thank you for everything. All that time ago when you took me to the mall, that candy shop, just to celebrate my birthday. And I told you what a boy wife was. I never thought this would actually happen. Listen to the waves and the sea breeze. The other people in the background filling the air. Just relax, puppy. We find everything we've wanted out of life. We're only in our 20s. Aren't we lucky? So lucky. Look at that sun. You can just stare into it all day. But I won't do that. I'm a good boy. boy who doesn't burn his eyes. Yes, I am. I'm a good boy. Lovey, can we scoot closer together? Can I lay on your chest? Please? Thank you, homie. Lovey. Tide came in. Our feet are all wet. How long are we laying here? What even is time? Do we want to scoot up? No? You want to go into the ocean? But there are crabs and stuff. I once stepped on a crab one of those few times I actually went to the beach. It was terrifying. You'll protect me? Okay, let's go. Oh. It's kind of bouncy as the tide comes in, isn't it? Oh. Wait. Please wait. We're getting farther apart. Let me paddle. Hold on to me, please. I have to learn to swim. No, I don't want to learn how to swim. You said you would protect me. But, okay. Don't go too far out, okay? Okay. I'll be your drifting way. Hubby! You're all the way over there. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You're getting really far away. Hubby! 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 On the shore. How did that happen? It's nighttime. Hubby? Oh my god, did he get lost down there? Oh my gosh. Call this the Coast Guard, the lifeguard, the guy who comes and saves people. The lifeguard? Is there a lifeguard on duty? Anybody? Anybody? There's nobody here. I'm all alone. Hubby. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down, Madeline. Be a good boy. Be a good boy. Don't freak out. He always told you. I feel like I could pass out. Back to the cabin. Maybe he's okay. I'm hyperventilating. I can't pass out again. I can't pass out again. You're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to be a strong wife. Marie, what happened to you? What happened to you? We're in the cabin. Hubby, did you carry me home? What happened? You, me, I, we were in the ocean and you started drifting away. And then I was on the beach and you were gone. What's happening? Yeah, you were drifting away. Don't you remember? You don't? No, that really happened. We were at the sea, and you were I said I didn't want to go in the water alone, and you would protect me, but then you couldn't protect me. Hubby, did none of that actually happen? What's the last thing you remember? So, you were just at the beach with me, and the tide came in. I remember that. And then we just fell asleep. And then we went back inside. You carried me. So that was a dream. You didn't take me into the water and then drift away, leaving me alone. I guess that makes sense, because how would I have just ended up on the beach if I passed out in the ocean? I would have drowned. We got pretty deep by accident, but none of that really happened. Oh, hubby. I think I know what's going on. I'm scared. I've built this idea in my mind for years that a man would marry me and that he would be my protector because I'm too weak to protect myself. And I'm scared that you won't always be able to protect me. That one day, you'll be gone and I'll be adrift at sea. I'm sorry for burdening you with this paranoia. What? You won't always be here? What do you mean? Oh, you mean like you won't always be in the same room as me or the same... You're right. I guess sometimes I will be alone. And I'll have to be able to solve problems on my own without you. Sometimes. Right? That's what you're saying? I'm sorry, I'm just scared. My dreams are really foretelling. You're not gonna leave me? That would be crazy. We just got married. Imagine getting tired of your wife that quickly. Okay, I feel better. Did you at least have a good time? That's good. You know, I was thinking that after, you know, in the night, we would, you know, but sometimes I don't want to. When I think I do, and I know I dress like this, but I don't think I want to make love tonight, if that's okay. Of course that's okay. I know, yeah, you're right. I keep forgetting you're not like the other guys I've been with. You respect me. Despite how much I sexualize myself, you still respect me. Thank you. Well, I've been asleep too much of a day to actually go to sleep. I guess. Do you want to just sit down, cuddle, and watch TV? I love you, Hoagie.